My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Football, of course, is on the marquee, and we will get back to it. We have not talked very much about what the Detroit Tigers did last night. We asked that they survive the series with San Diego. Don't come out any worse for the wear. And they accomplished that thanks to one of the most unlikely things you will see, and really something that has only happened once before in history. According to OptiStats, in MLB history, two players have come to bat on the road with their team down 3 and an out away from being shut out, and then hit a grand slam to win the game. Okay? So It's only happened one other time.
Say those circumstances again.
Come to bat with their team down 3-0 with 2 outs in the 9th and hit a grand slam to win the game.
Okay.
Parker Meadows was one, and the other was Ted Williams on August 27th of 1955. Parker Meadows and Ted Williams, the only two that hit the grand slam in the 9th to win, with 2 outs to win a game 4-3 on the road. And I mean, it's really specific and all that, and you may say no big deal, but honestly, if you haven't seen the highlight, watch the highlight and watch the reaction of these Tigers, because you could tell that they felt it.
Yeah.
Like, that was unbridled enthusiasm. That was dancing around the base paths. That was guys hugging at home plate. That was a dugout going wild afterwards.
That was carrying into the bottom of the 9th inning, finishing things off when Parker Meadows caught the out.
Yeah.
And then the 3 outfielders hugging like they do after every game. But the smiles were bigger than ever. And when Parker Meadows was coming off the field, he was covering his face with his baseball glove, because it was like he was laughing and smiling so much he didn't want to show disrespect.
Yeah.
So he covered his face with it, with the glove. It was an amazing moment last night, and so wildly unexpected. I'm sure some people, once you get the bases loaded, you're always thinking, oh, you're going to get a grand slam. But Ranger Suarez is on the hill for San Diego, and he's throwing 98, 99, 100, gets up to 101, 101.3, 101.9, gets up to 102 miles an hour. And Dan Petrie's like, he's just warming up. This is crazy how hard he's throwing. Now, he's having difficulty finding the strike zone. But when you throw that hard, you don't have time to react as a batter. You're just guessing it's going to be over the plate, really, because it's 102 freaking miles an hour. And when Meadows met the pitch and it went opposite field, because you're not going to turn on a 102-mile-an-hour fastball, you're just looking to make contact effectively. And he does. And he launched it high enough in the air. And because it comes in at him at 102, let the pitcher do the work. It leaves the bat at 98. And as soon as the left fielder turns his back, I realized that's a home run. I thought that's a fly ball to left field. Oh, it's a fly ball to left field. But it's going 360 feet, and it's going over the wall for a grand slam in an just unbelievable fashion.
Yeah, I don't know what time it was in real time, what it was on the clock, but it was probably around midnight. And unfortunately, probably not a lot of people saw it.
11:30-ish.
Okay, probably not a lot of people saw it. Yeah, the game was moving quickly. There wasn't a lot of scoring. I mean, early in the game, it looked like Casey Mize was throwing BP. They got three runs off him, settled down a little bit. Bullpen did their thing, as they've been known to do.
It was a typical Tigers outing, man. It's 3-0. Gives up three runs.
And they gave the Tigers, like, would threaten. It seemed like they get two guys on with two outs and never score. And then that last inning, and again, how did they get to that situation? You talk about young players coming through. In that last inning, it was a Justin Henry Molloy single, a Jace Young walk, and a Cole Keith walk, and then a Parker Meadows home run. That's young player, young player, young player, young player. This is the core. Now, some of the stats on these guys, they aren't exactly tearing it up. But again, that's the most timely of timely hits from Parker Meadows. And his season, the first half, and what he was in the first half, like, the fear with Parker Meadows was, great fielder, his speed is going to be useful in all kinds of ways, offensively and defensively, but can he hit? And in the first half, he went out and it started to look like, you know what, the answer to that question, unfortunately, might be no. He goes to the minors. Now he's come back and he's hitting the ball. To combine it with everything else. And that was such a big moment. Like, if anything comes out of this season, great. If not, you know our old friend George Blaha and his great line?
Right.
There are wins, and then there are wins. This season, in this run, there's been two that stood out. The walk-off win against the Yankees at Williamsport and last night's 3-2 pitch, 100-mile-an-hour fastball, grand slam off Parker Meadows' bat to get a 4-3 win. And probably get themselves off the mat. Like, they would have lost, you know, more ground with less games to go. And they survived the San Diego series. And now it's time to do work the next six games against the A's and Colorado.
It's quite a job that Parker Meadows has done to get himself back. He was hitting 096 when they sent him down, right? Mm-hmm. He had gone 7 for 73. That's how bad his start was. They said, you go down to the minors, you figure it out. And he did. As soon as he got down there, he started hitting. I think he hit around 290-ish, if I'm not mistaken. They bring him back up in July, and it's limited at bats because he gets hurt right away. But he went 4 for 11 when they brought him back up. Comes back from the injury. Has 87 at bats in August and hits 322 with a 910 OPS. September had started off slow for him, but he gets the two hits last night, including this grand slam, and you're just left with your jaw open when it was all said and done. This is a guy that can be a key cog for the future if he is one of these foundational pieces. Is he a core guy? I really hope he is, because what he does in the field is so special that you're just hoping, can you hit? And that was always the knock on him. Was he going to be able to hit enough? And he's showing that he can hit, and he's hitting lefties, he's hitting righties, it doesn't matter. They showed, like, the left-handed hitters, their OPS on the season against left-handed pitching since, like, July. And it's fantastic when you look at Colt Keith and I think Colt Keith, Riley Green, and Parker Meadows. And they're all getting it done.
So 21 games to go, 5 games out. I'm going to go ahead and do some math here. I'm going to give him the 3 wins against the White Sox. I'm going to give him that, which is dangerous. I know it's not a sure thing. I'm also going to give him the 4 Skubal starts as wins between now and then. So that's 7 wins.
Unless one of those comes against the White Sox.
It doesn't. Oh. It's 4 Skubal starts. They could start Skubal in the season finale against Chicago unless they're saving him for the first round of the first game of the postseason.
There you go.
But they could start him 4 times between now and that Chicago start. So it's probably dangerous to give them seven wins, but quite frankly, it's what it's going to take. So now you got 14 other games that you got to find a way to win. I mean, if you win nine of the 14, you give them seven wins, 16-5.
If they went 16-5, I'd feel very good about the chances of being one of those wild card teams.
So if it comes down to Scuba winning his four starts and them sweeping the White Sox to give themselves a legitimate shot, I'll take that formula. It's more than I ever thought we'd be doing. And look, Scuba goes tonight. So
yeah.
Counting wins is a dangerous thing.
Oh, it's chickens? Are we counting as chickens?
Mm-hmm.
It is dangerous. And yet you've got three against Oakland, three against Colorado. Six-game series, very important series. Can they go 5-1 in this series? If they go 5-1 in this series, then you're starting to feel very comfortable about this. Because where are they right now? A game above 500?
Mm-hmm.
71-70? That is... To think that this team could put themselves that much further above 500, you know, it'd be four more games, or I guess it would be four games above 500 at that point, or five games above 500, that'd be huge.
We now return to our regularly scheduled programming,
football.
That is next, 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.